Stephen Rothford, what went wrong? Is that a fair question?
I don't think we've long enough to go into that, and I wouldn't be able to put my finger on it. You know, we were beaten in most areas of the field tonight, and that's what's very, very disappointing.
Dublin were good tonight, but you just never really started, never really got into it. I know that's easy to say, it's maybe harder to explain.
Yeah, we were beaten, as I said, in most areas of the field. Dublin played very much on the front foot. That would have been certainly our aim. We never got to the pitch of the game, for whatever reason that is. And look, we just need to go away and review that. And you know, but that isn't a reflection of what this team is about. And look, we will have better performances over the next number of weeks and months, I'm sure. But tonight is extremely disappointing.
I know it'll probably be thrown at you, you know, Croke Park, Dublin, the blue jersey, the fear. But drew with them last year, ran them tight in the All-Ireland final. So it's probably not an issue. It's probably just a non-performance for whatever reason.
It certainly is a non-performance. That's for sure. But again, you know, it's there. Put your finger on any one thing or what could have been done better. There's multiple items that looked at because we're beaten in most areas of the field tonight.
They opened you up at times. They only got the one goal, but they put up a score of 116. Was it ever a temptation for you to kind of just drop lads back, try and steady it down? Because there was times where they were getting in behind, but you did keep numbers up front.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, you know, we are looking at the fourth game of the season from the National League perspective, and, you know, it is the first weekend in March. You know, we are looking to develop ourselves to play at a higher pace, higher level, and to a certain game plan. And I don't think that putting 14 behind the ball would have steadied
it at times.
Look, I mean, we were creating goal chances as well at the far end. We just didn't convert them, and that, you know, that's the difference. Dublin were a lot more ruthless in that, certainly in the first half. And you know, like we had 17 shots for the game. You know, we had 16 extra shots as well as the scores, and you know that. So we were creating enough chances, but you know, it wouldn't be reflective of what the result would have been.
Psychologically, you don't see this as a blow. It's just, it's a loss. It's not a good performance, but that's all it is.
It's a loss, yeah. We suffered an 18-point defeat to Cork last year. There's, you know, we've said it before, there's huge resilience in the group. Thing is, if you're going to have an off performance, the one team you don't want to have it against is Dublin, because they absolutely put you to the sword, and that's what they did tonight.
Finally, let's take the positive. Young guys will learn an awful lot from this game, because it's one thing telling them about playing Dublin and telling them about Croke Park, but it's another thing actually going out and experiencing it, and that's something that they will be able to learn from.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the hope. I mean, as you alluded to there, Oisín, you know, you talk about it, but you know, it'll only be over the next number of weeks and months we'll see what people learn from it.